I was joking about the podcast, right? Because I'm from Edmiston. I go to Edmiston now. People don't even know who I am. I mean, so there's nobody from Edmiston listening to my podcast. I mean, I have to explain to people who I am over there. It's funny. It's just crazy. People actually. So I've been here not 20 years, and people actually think I graduated from high school in Norwood.
Oh, there you go.
All my kids in class are like, "So what year did you graduate from here?" And I'm like, "I didn't."
Well, if anyone wants to check out your podcast episode, just go to wcdosports.com. The link is there for the Nate Law podcast. We appreciate you guys listening into that. And start the second half. So that squib kick rolled out of bounds, and Unitiga will pick it up at the 45-yard line here as they are now going right to left. They're going to hand it off here on first down, bouncing it to the outside is pitcher. He's got some space. Pitcher is into UV territory. He's got the first down before he's roped out of bounds at the 38. We're going to have a flag on that tackle.
That's going to be a horse collar, I believe. I don't know the signal for horse collar, but that looked like a horse collar tackle to me.
Yeah.
He's back, right? He was injured in the first
Pitcher went out for a little bit there. We thought he got the wind knocked out of him, but back into the ball game here. And a nice little run there, and we'll see what the call is. This is going to give Unitigo some extra yardage and march them deep down. Looks like, there it is, the horse collar tackle.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I should know the sign now.
So he raised it up almost like an elbow here, and then he just grabbed the collar and literally went like that.
I probably could have guessed. That would have been a good, charades call.
Yeah, there we go. So the ball is all the way down to the 25-yard line now for Unitigo, so this is a heck of a start for them to start the third quarter as we are just 15 seconds in and they lead 26-6. Another handoff here to pitcher on the outside. He's going to break a tackle and he's going to go down to the 2-yard line before he's brought down. We got three flags on the play here.
Everybody threw a flag but the Unitigo team.
Yeah. So we'll see what the call is. It's going to go against Unitigo backing them up, I believe, on a hold.
Yeah, that was a hold for sure. That opened up that huge running lane for 44.
Yeah.
I have to get the names down by now. It's the third quarter.
Pitcher doing a nice job to bounce to the outside there, and this one's coming back. So some of that ground made up by that horse collar tackle, they're going to give it right back to him.
UV needs a stop. Get in the game here, right? Get a stop, score a touchdown, and you're right back in the game. I'm guessing we're going to have no field goals by looking to the kickers today.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if UV could come up with a stop here on this first possession, that would be huge because it does seem like the offense was starting to find their groove a little bit there. So this is going to be a first down and just about 12 to go here for Unitigo. They're going to roll to the outside, and that's a great sack there by UV. Logan Utter didn't see it coming, and John Leonard broke from that weak side and came in and got him from behind.
Temple released from the backfield looking for a little screen, but he was picked up by number 3, Joe Avolio, and had nowhere to go. And it probably would have been almost an interception or a deflected pass.
Yeah, very nice job there by the UV defense. So this is going to bring up a second down and about 15, maybe even 20 to go. As we're a minute gone in this third quarter, Unitigo leads 26-6. It's a second and long for the Spartans.
They get a stop here, a long third down. Who knows what's going to happen for UV.
So Utter is back, and he went over and had a quick word with Coach McCroney. Now we're waiting for the snap. He's going to hand it off to Leo Temple. Temple to the outside, bounces up to the 30, and he is brought down. Leonard was in on the tackle there for UV as well as Timmy Postma.
So this is where UV's been struggling, getting this big play on third down. If they can get a stop here, then make it a long fourth down because Unitigo's not going to punt it.
I was going to say, yeah, it's four down territory.
It's four down territory, and they haven't shown us a punter yet, so I would imagine. So UV's got to have two big plays here to get back in the game. If they can get a stop here, they're back in it.
I like what Postma's doing. He's going around kind of riling those guys up, making sure everybody's got a little high five. He just grabbed one of the other guys by the helmet and just kind of said, hey, it looked like he was trying to pump them up a little bit. So UV trying to hang tough here on defense. Early in the third quarter, they trailed 26-6. 10 minutes to go in the third. And so this is Unitigo with the ball. And the snap to Utter. Utter's going to throw to the right side, and the pass is incomplete. Was looking for pitcher, and it was a little bit behind him.
Threw it behind him a little bit. And even if he caught it, it was still going to probably be a fourth down and 10. So good defense by Unadilla Valley.
So the fourth down and long coming up. And we'll see what Unitigo decides to do here. We don't think they're going to punt. Yeah, ball's at the 30. They're going to go for it. So this is where UV really needs to clamp down on defense.
Stay aggressive, UV. Stay aggressive. Get back in the game. Don't take this down off. Come on now. Come on, Storm.
So we'll
I
see.
I should be cheerleading for you.
Well, Leo Temple is in the backfield. He's on the left hip here of Logan Utter, and we'll see what they decide to do. Looks like they're going to throw through the air. Utter's at the 35. He's going to toss one up. He's looking for his favorite target, Torrey Gu, and it's incomplete. Good job by that UV defense to knock it down. As over there on the play was Colin Gilbert as well as Matt Bodkin.
I just want a good game. I didn't come down here at 2 o'clock on an afternoon on Saturday to not. Come on. Come on, UV, score. Let's have a good game here. Let's make it interesting.
So, UV, good job on defense there to turn Unitico over on downs. That's exactly what they needed. And now the Storm, they're in the black with the purple and the gold trim, going to be taking over, going left to right on their own 25-yard line.
If anybody knows me, they know I'm not going to cheer for New Berlin. So, I might as so let's just have that disclaimer now. So, yeah. I just want a good game.
That Edmiston-New Berlin,
it's
just
there.
It's still there. Huh?
It's still there. I still get goosebumps driving through that.
So this will be a first down and 10. And here is Blaine Reifenberg. He's got a man in motion. The UV quarterback is going to break out to the right side. Wants to curl to the corner. Temple was right there to bring him down with a monster hit for Unitego.
Temple came out of nowhere and hit him hard. Wow. That was a good play by the middle linebacker. Not only can he run the ball, but he can smack somebody too. Woo.
Temple really is kind of that.
He looks like a linebacker.
Yeah, he fits that, you know, a man playing among boys kind of thing. So UV is going to take a timeout. They will have a second down when we come back. 9.5 to go in the third quarter. We're in Norwich today. It's Unitego 26 and UV 6 on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
It's Nate Law and Rich Turnbull with you here this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. 9.5 to go in the third quarter. We're on the turf in Norwich. It's an eight-man football game between Unitego and UV, and it's Unitego leading 26-6. UV with the ball, though, try to get something going here early in the third, and this is a play that's going to go nowhere as Reifenberg lost control of it, did get the handoff, but Unitego was right there to sniff it out on defense with Nate Ackerley again.
It looked like a broken play to me. I mean, they did not have a smooth transition. So we got third and what, 12? Third and 12 here. And this is just not in UV's playbook so far. They've been kind of getting those big, you know, 6-7 yard runs. They got to get Reifenberg out to the edge, or I don't know if they're probably going to throw it long, or that's what they've been doing on these plays.
Colin Gilbert is split out to the left wing side here for the Storm, and we are waiting for the snap. Reifenberg is in the shotgun, trying to get something going here for the Storm to get them back in this game. It's going to be a QB keeper. Reifenberg breaks to the outside, bulls his way out to about the 35-yard line. So this is going to be fourth down at about 5 to go. I mean, Rich, is it too early to roll the dice here?
You have to. I think you got to go for it here. You just got to stop on defense. Why not go for it? You got 5 yards. You know, the Reifenberg kid just did that 6-yard run again. He might do this fake punt or the punt formation we saw earlier.
That's true. Before Reifenberg went back to punt.
Reifenberg's coming out.
Oh, yeah. Reifenberg is.
That's not good for UV.
Coming out here. And maybe this is just because they're punting. I mean, he appears to be okay. It's going to be maybe a timeout for UV. No official signal.
The official stopped the clock.
Yeah, it's
so
going to be
his time. It looks like Reifenberg's having a helmet malfunction.
So 8:10 to go in this third quarter. I mean, Reifenberg looks fine. He's walking around on the sideline. He did have to take his helmet off here. Coach Regas talking with the officials.
Regas is bartering here. What are we going to do? He's trying to get him back in the game. But I think if you have a helmet malfunction, you have to come out for a play, right?
I would think so. And that's unfortunate for UV here because on fourth down, see, now here's Timmy Postma going back, right. And he did the punting before.
Reifenberg's just kind of sitting there. He's putting his helmet back on. I think something happened with his helmet. I think the ref took him out.
Wow, so this is going to have to be a punt, and that's just a great example of UV not catching the breaks here today. Postman's going to do the punting, but we do have a flag, false start on UV.
I thought he was holding the ball and going to throw it. Then I realized it was a false start.
So with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, it's Unitego 26 and UV 6, and Postman's going to be doing the punting duties. Torrey Gu is standing at about midfield here for Unitego.
no fake punt here. You got to punt the ball now. But couldn't you put Reifenberg back in after a penalty?
He's still on the sideline. Coach Riga's having a word with him, but the official is right there. It's almost like he's kind of in a football jail over there for a minute, almost a penalty box. And here is a punt from Postma.
Ooh,
keeps it away
roll.
From Goo, and he's got, a very nice roll. It's going to bounce from the 45 all the way down to about the 31, and UV is going to just down this ball at the 30-yard line. Good punt by Timmy Postma.
50-yard punt? 50-yard punt?
Yeah, very nice.
Very nice. We're going to see a little Temple here, I would imagine, right? Why we haven't seen him in a while.
7:40 to go in this third quarter. I think he had one carry on that last drive, and they wrapped him up pretty good there. And so Unitigo and UV have both had one possession so far here in the second half, and nothing doing so far for either team. It really has been a difference of Unitigo's been able to capitalize today, UV just a couple of fumbles in the first half, and kind of putting themselves in some tough positions in third and fourth and long.
I felt like the first quarter was just all Unitigo, and UV's kind of stayed with them a little bit since then.
So here is Unitigo again going right to left. They're starting on their own 29-yard line, a handoff to the outside. And there is pitcher once again, and he's following the lead block, opening up a big hole with Leo Temple. Good for about 5 yards there.
It seems like at halftime, they're focusing on pitcher to get the ball, and they're not giving it to Temple. Pitcher's got the ball most of the drives for the first two here.
And so this will move the ball out to about the 35-yard line. Again, Unitigo going right to left, trying to pick up their first victory of the season. They fell last weekend on the road to Spencer Van Etten Kander. UV came in with a 1-0 record, having knocked off Green last week on the road at Green. And looks like we're going to have a run again to the outside for pitcher. No flag on the play.
Ball
is out here. Let's see who comes up with it. And the officials say Unitigo is going to hold on to possession.
Wow, see, again, UV just can't capitalize on the Unitigo mistakes. Third and what, three here, Nate?
Yeah, third and short for Unitigo. I would say it's a long three, though.
I'd give it to Temple. I would give it to Temple every time, just like I did in Tecmo Bowl. I gave it to Bo Jackson every time.
6.5 to go in the third. It's 26-6. I always liked playing with the Bears, Walter Payton, myself.
Yeah. Was Jim McMahon the quarterback?
Oh, yeah.
Did he wear his headband?
Well,
I hated that headband.
I don't know in Tecmo Bowl if they were that high-tech at that point. But a handoff here for Leo Temple, and he's got nowhere to go. UV's done a good job of clamping him down so far in the second half.
And this is why I'm not a football coach, because I called that play, and it did not work.
When I have my usual color guy on, Tim Cutting, he was with me last night for the Sydney game. We often say, that's why we're up here.
And, that's right.
We try to keep a tally of different things that we mess up throughout the game as well, different calls and stuff like that. So it can't be an easy job being a high school football coach, that's for sure.
I think high school football's got probably the most pressure. I mean, besides basketball's right there. But basketball, you got the crowd right on top of you. Football is more of an experience, right? You come here and there's a lot more expectations. And if you have a good football team, the whole community will come out and support it.
Yeah, very true. I mean, you look at some of the great teams over the years in our area, great community support for all those teams. So here is a fourth down for Unitigo, and they're going to go for it with Leo Temple to the far side, complete. He'll catch one at the 50, and he's off to the races. Temple's going to score his third touchdown of the game. He's doing the Bo Jackson shuffle into the end zone here for a Unitigo touchdown for about 60 yards.
Why not add a receiving touchdown to the resume today? Boy, Franklin is celebrating. All the people in Franklin, there's probably we're going to go.
What a great catch there from Leo Temple. And it wasn't easy because Utter was being flushed out of the pocket, threw it to him. It was kind of behind him.
Yep.
He was able to catch it, haul it in, got a couple nice blocks there. Jarrett Thayer was following him down the field, made sure he was off to the races. And Unitigo now leads 32-6 with 5:15 to go in the third.
What are they going to do, just try something new here? They don't have the Temple kid in here for a two-point conversion. Oh, they got...
Yeah, they got Pitcher J.D. Stockard in the backfield as well.
Pitcher to the pylon.
And here is Utter. They're going to go up the middle here with Pitcher, and he's in for the two-point conversion. So with 5:15 to go in the third quarter, Unitigo pumps their lead up to 34-6 over Unadilla Valley. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:15 to go in the third quarter. It's Unitigo 34 and UV 6. Just got a nice little shout-out here from our friend Tim Smith. He does the Cover 4 podcast that he's out there listening today, I think on WCDOsports.com. Mike Christie was on there not long ago, so that's cool if you want to go check that out.
Oh, Mike Christie, the Norwich football coach.
Yes, sir.
He texted me. He said he wanted a little bit more cowbell. He's watching on the NFHS network that we have here.
Yeah, hopefully all you fans at home that can't be here today for UV and for Unitigo are getting an opportunity to watch on the great video stream as well. A return for Reifenberg here after the Unitigo touchdown, and he got some hard contact. He was all the way up to the 42 before he was brought down there. We do have a injured UV player on the field getting up slowly is Joe Avolio.
Boy, there was a lot of hard hitting going on in that kickoff return. I would suspect there's a lot more hard hitting in kickoff returns because there's less people and there's more open space in the eight-man game.
That's true. I mean, there is so much space here, and we've seen some pretty hard hits here today. Temple's delivered a couple of them. That UV defensive line we saw in the first half, Nick Tuttle with a couple of big hits for UV. Can be a physical game, and I think you're right. That space really lends into that.
Reifenberg got whaled and got spun around, and it was a hard hit.
So our score, Unitigo 34, Unadilla Valley 6, with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. UV going left to right. And now they're going to fumble the ball, and Unitigo's going to fall on it here with pitcher. Just a tough snap there as Reifenberg couldn't quite hold on to it, and Unitigo picks up their third fumble recovery of the day.
The man in motion came over and hit Reifenberg as he was getting the ball. Just bad luck for UV today.
Yeah, UV just cannot seem to catch a break here, and again, it does not feel like a 34-6 ball game. It really doesn't right now.
Correct.
And so Unitigo is going to get the ball back again. They're in the white tops with the green pants and the green helmets, and they're going right to left, and they're inside UV territory down to about the 36-yard line here.
Head coach Mike Christie did text me and ask me how everything was going today, and I told him I think UV might have more fumbles than points. Is that true?
Well, they have three fumbles.
Oh, okay, so I'm wrong.
6 points.
Yeah, so I'm off.
Well, Unitigo told me coming in to this week that one of the things they really wanted to concentrate on was holding on to the ball because they had 6 fumbles last week.
6 fumbles is a
and
lot
they said that,
of fumbles.
That was really tough for them. A bounce to the outside here for J.D. Stockard, and he might take it to the house. He's to the 10, to the 5, and in for a Unitigo touchdown. No flags on the play. J.D. Stockard from about 35 yards out got to that edge and is able to score for Unitigo.
That was a nice little run for a new name today. That was a great run to the right side. Picked up some blocks, and there he went.
So Stockard with the 35-yard TD, the senior. Good to see him get some action out there on the edge. And this Unitigo offense is looking good. They have a 40-6 lead with 4:40 to go here in this third quarter.
This is just a good-looking football play to the right side. Just found his hole and went through it, and all of a sudden open space everywhere.
Really seems like Unitigo has just found their groove here today.
Their running game is pretty impressive.
And so the sophomore QB, Logan Utter, will break the huddle. Looks like they're going to go for two here once again. He's got Torrey Goose split out to the right side as well as pitcher. Stockard is in the backfield waiting for the snap. It's a good fake there by Utter. He sold it, and he's going to walk in for two on the right wing side. Well done there by Logan Utter. And our score is now Unitigo 42 and UV 6 with 4:40 to go in the third quarter on WCDO.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Nate Lowell and Rich Turnbull with you this afternoon on WCDL and WCDOsports.com. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Big thank you to Jim. He was on the board last night as we had the Sydney and Afton-Harpersville game. The Hornets walked away with a 52-30 victory. A lot of scoring last night up on the turf in Sydney.
82 points in a football game. Wow.
Yeah, it was back and forth.
Patrick Mahomes playing?
It seemed like it at times out there because I was really impressed with the Hornets last night. Very similar to Unitego. They had two, three guys who could really run the ball. Their quarterback, Brody Alexak, was really doing a good job out there, even with the gusts of wind. I mean, the Hornets looked really polished and ready to go last night. I was impressed. So with 4:40 to go in the third quarter, we're on the turf here in Norwich. Oof. And there it is, Torrey Gou with the big, deep kick there for you, Rich. It's going to be fielded by Reifenberg out to the 35. Reifenberg on his feet, tripped up but still going, and he's out to midfield before he's brought down by Nate Ackerley, and we do have a flag on the play.
So this makes sense now, right, because we just saw a kickoff, and we saw a lot of open space. So that's why they don't kick off like that, because you have so much more open space. You get a kid like Reifenberg in the back, and he just ran it back for 40 yards.
Yeah, that's a great point with all that open space. Yeah,
that's what Coach Regan's like. I don't have to ask him anymore.
I think you still need to.
I don't. No.
You don't want a lunchtime lecture with
Coach
Regas?
No. You should see him during bowling season where he gets up and he's like showing us how to spin the ball and talking about the oil on the lanes and oh my goodness, great.
That is such an art. I've learned so much following Mac bowling the last couple of years. It's been enjoyable. I never realized there was that much to it.
Yeah, it's a fun sport. It's a lifelong sport.
And here is UV on first and 10. Nice little fake there by Reifenberg. He's across midfield. He's going to tuck it and run to the 40, to the 35, and down to about the 32. They're deep in Unitego territory. Reifenberg with another good run with 4:10 to go in the third. It's Unitego leading 42-6, but UV's not quitting.
He carries that ball very, very, you know, dangerously, palming the ball when he's going through. He tucks it in at the very last second. I mean, that must scare Coach Regas.
But this is what has been the most successful today for UV is when Reifenberg has had a chance to get out into space like that. So far on this drive, it's worked very well for the Storm.
He's got to have over 100 yards rushing by now, I would think.
And so here is Reifenberg in the shotgun. He's got one wide receiver to the left, one to the right, and right on his hip there is John Leonard. They're going to hand off to Leonard. He's going to cut back to the left side and get dragged down at about the 25-yard line going right to left.
Good little trap play, second down and what? Two to go. So UV's getting a little momentum here.
3.5 to go in this third quarter. It's Unitego 42 and UV 6. I wasn't able to get a Walton score at halftime. I know I was going to try to look into that, but did not see it from any of my usual sources out there. So we'll have to check in to see how Walton and Whitney Point ended up today. That game was down at Shenango Valley. 3:15 to go in the third quarter here in Norwich. Unadilla Valley and Unitego in 8-man action. It's been all Spartans here. They lead 42-6. Reifenberg will tuck it again to the right side. He's across the 20 to the 15, gets a nice block, wants to cut it back, and is roped out of bounds at about the 6-yard line here.
That was either a really bad fake or there was a broken play because he like just held the ball out there and he looked around and nobody was there, so he just took off with it. Good play by Reifenberg. He's a good player. He's a good player.
And if we had Kyler Butts in there today, I really wonder that 1-2 combo of Butts and Reifenberg. Like we've been saying throughout the afternoon, if you can have two guys like that, it really gives you a lot of weapons with all this space out there.
So where does Reifenberg play when Butts is here?
Still in the same spot, but, you know.
Butts is the running back?
Butts is able to come in, running back.
Oh, okay.
He could do some QB stuff if you need him to. Reifenberg, they can switch a little bit. They've done a little bit of that over the years. And now a pass from Reifenberg as they were going in the back corner of the end zone there for Colin Gilbert is no good. Incomplete.
Run it to the pylon on Reifenberg. He's got you this far in the game. Give him a touchdown.
Reifenberg, this is the kind of gutsy kid that he was. The last time we did a UV 8-man game, he had a broken arm. And so he had the cast on, and they had to wrap it all up in the foam.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so his arm was about two or three times the size of what it normally would be. And I was just amazed that whole broadcast how he was able to hold on to the ball and not fumble. I mean, you know, not even really being able to feel the ball through that cast must have been incredible, but he found a way to do it.
Yeah, we had a student-athlete that broke their hand last year and wore one of those. I don't know how they do it.
2:50 to go in the third quarter. It's Unitego 42 and UV 6. Reifenberg's going to throw to the left side, almost intercepted there. Knocked down by Jacob Ryan for Unitego.
Feel like this play is stalling at the 9-yard line. I give the ball to Reifenberg, give him a little running room.
This is going to be a third down as UV is deep in Unitego territory at about the 9-yard line, as Rich said, trying to cash in here. And we'll see what they can do. Reifenberg is over talking to Coach Regas at the moment, and they're going to try something different. No, just getting the play from the sideline here.
Is it me or is the sun coming out?
Yeah, what is? We're not used to this.
I didn't turn the lights on, did I?
The sun is out here in Norwich. This has turned into a really nice afternoon. And so Reifenberg will come in on, again, this 3rd and 9. 2:45 to go in this third quarter. Unitego leading 42-6. An 8-man football action here this afternoon on WCDO. Some Saturday football. Reifenberg waiting for the snap. And he'll get the hike. Looks to the right side. He's going to pitch it to the outside for Praskin. And he's able to get off and reaches for the end zone. And a touchdown for UV. Reaching for the pylon and the goal line was Marcus Praskin, and he gets in.
What a great play by Marcus Praskin. Court awareness, because I was a basketball guy, but field awareness, just a dive towards that goal line and get it in there. Great play by that kid.
So a 9-yard TD catch, yeah, from Reifenberg. So Reifenberg has thrown for 2 TDs today, the first one to John Leonard, this one to Marcus Praskin.
You like it when teams don't give up at this point, right?
Yeah, this
still make it interesting.
Just great effort here by UV. With about 2.5 to go in the third quarter, it's 42-12, and now UV going for 2. Reifenberg checks over with Coach Regas on the sideline, looking for the play. He's got 2 wide receivers split to each side, 2 to the left, 2 to the right, waiting for the snap now. Reifenberg barks out the signals. He's going to hold it himself, and he's in. Reifenberg for the 2-point conversion for UV. So with 2:37 to go, third quarter, our score is now Unitego 14, Unitego 42, and UV 14. We'll be back on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
2.5 to go in the third quarter. Welcome back. It is Nate Lowe and Rich Turnbull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream today, courtesy of SFCU. After the UV touchdown, they trail 42-14. There's Postma with a big kickoff. And he's going to get it to Goo, and they're going to try to reverse it. Ball is loose on the turf, and Unitego is going to fall on it. It's still loose. And finally, it's going to be picked up and at the bottom of the pile. Let's see who this is. Rich is very excited about this play at the moment.
How does UV not get that ball?
Let's see who comes up with it here.
They're still fighting for it. I love it. They're still fighting.
Unitego holds on.
UV had the ball there.
Yeah.
Number 4 came up with it.
Wow, somehow.
Oh, they gave it to Unitego, though.
Unitego at the bottom of the pile came up with that. They tried the old flipperoo there.
They did.
As Goo got it, and he was trying to hand it back off to another receiver that was going, another runner, I should say, that was going the other way, and the communication was just not there.
Number 4 came out of the pile with it, but Unitego has the ball. Must be that they saw something else when the ball was down there.
But that's back-to-back long kickoffs, Rich, so we've
excitement.
They have proved us wrong.
Excitement here in Norwich football, or Ulrich Field here in Norwich.
2:26 to go in this third quarter, Unitego leading 42-14. The 8-man game always providing some excitement, as this is Unitego now going right to left. They'll have the ball at about the 24-yard line as they are deep in their own territory. And here is Utter under center. And he's got Pitcher as well as Temple in the backfield. They're going to hand it off. And this will be Pitcher to the outside. And Pitcher with a nice stiff arm. He's going to get about 9 yards, rumble out to the 34-yard line on that right wing side.
Wow, he just threw that kid down to the ground. Pitcher just threw him down with a stiff arm. He's a tough kid.
I will say, Unitego on these running backs, they do have some nice size, that's for sure.
They do. They have a lot of size on their line. They look much bigger size-wise than Unitego Valley out there.
Minute 45 to go in the third quarter. It's Unitego 42, UV 14. Thanks for joining us here today, spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with us. Hopefully you're getting outside, enjoying the day, As I said earlier in the broadcast, it is nice that as football season goes along, hopefully the weather will be getting nicer as well. Temple to the outside on this first down run. He's going to pick up a first down, dragged out of bounds at the 50-yard line. Another good run from Leo Temple.
He went down a little awkward, but he's getting up. He's getting up. That's good. Went down a little awkward there.
Yeah, Temple got to the corner and then dragged out of bounds right in front of the UV sideline, but appears to be okay.
It was funny. The UV people were extremely happy that he only ran for a 15-yard run instead of a 50-yard run. They got a big round of applause over here.
Well, you just look at Leo Temple. What a beast out there. A tough guy to bring down, that's for sure. And it's been a good individual effort by a couple of guys out there, including Nick Tuttle, to bring him down on a couple of occasions and keep him to those short yardage gains.
They took Temple out of the game. We have a new running back in the backfield with pitcher.
Looks like pitcher and J.D. Stockert back there, who had that touchdown on the last drive for Unitigo. They'll hand it off to pitcher and snuffed out nicely here by John Gilbert, as well as John Leonard, I should say, for the UV Storm.
So we got a second and about 15 now. This could be another good momentum change here for UV, but it just seems like they might be running out of time.
1 minute to go. Clock is moving here in the third quarter. It's Unitigo 42, UV 14.
And Unitigo is not in a hurry.
Unitigo back, and yeah, they're talking over on the sideline with Coach McCroney.
Temple's just going to stroll over to the huddle. Let's see what we got here.
And so Unitigo coming in, taking their time with the huddle. And I'm sure this is where maybe the Unitigo coaching staff is saying, hey, okay, we got the lead, but we still need to execute. We still need to be crisp with our plays here.
They are definitely taking their time. I got to feel like this is almost a 40-second delay it came here.
25 seconds to go in this third quarter. They're milking this for all it's worth. They do get the playoff. Utter's going to look to the outside looking for Temple. It's a little too tall for him. And an incomplete pass with 17 seconds to go in the third. It's Unitigo 42, UV 14.
Third to 15, UV gets a stop here. It seems like there's a lot of points to make up, but you never know, I guess. Especially when you kick everything on sides.
Ball is at the 45-yard line. We have seen crazier things happen. And
This would be like, what, the Bills coming back from Tennessee? Or no, back then it was Houston.
Houston,
right?
Yeah, Houston Oilers. There have been some times in my high school football announcing career where I thought a team was 100% out of the ball game and they came back to win. So I try to never say never. Here is Logan Utter in the shotgun. Drops back here on a third down and long. And it looks like Coach McCroney wants to take a timeout. And yes, we'll step away for 30 seconds. Unitigo takes a timeout with 14 seconds to go in the third. Unitigo 42, UV 14 on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. With 14 seconds to go in the third quarter, our score, Unitigo 42, UV 14. Looking for the last play, perhaps, here of this third quarter. Utter's going to throw one up. He's got Notorious Goo open, and it just bounces off his hands. Torrey's going to want that one back, and it goes incomplete. Fourth down coming up with 7 seconds left. Here for Unitigo.
Just off the fingertips. A little bit closer, would have been another touchdown.
Torrey was looking for maybe his third TD of the day. He hauled in two back in that first quarter.
Fourth down, what are you going to do here if you're Unitigo? I think you punt this. Why not punt this one?
We haven't seen if they have anyone on the squad here that wants to punt. My guess would be Torrey Goo, but we'll see.
I would say try.
Looks like they are going to go for it here on fourth down. I would say it's about a fourth and 15.
They are. They're going to go for it.
Temple is in the backfield. I guess with this lead, they feel safe even if it's a turnover on downs. Gives Utter a good opportunity to go for it as well. He's flushed out of the pocket immediately. Wants to throw again. He's going to toss one up, and they're looking for the big man, Destin Gesick. He couldn't get back to it in time. Turnover on downs and a good defense. A good defensive job there by Unadilla Valley.
number 39 makes a good defensive play, Trey Leonard, and then some guy comes up to bump him, and he just catches him instead. That's a celebration. I love it. That's funny.
End of the third quarter. It is Unitigo 42, UV 14. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the fourth quarter here at Norwich High School. It is a 8-man football game today between UV and Unitigo. Our score is Unitigo 42, UV 14. Turnover on down, so UV gets it back to start the fourth quarter. Here's Reifenberg to the outside. Breaks his way down to the 30, to the 28 before he is tackled there. And a big-time tackle by Destin Gesick as well as Jarrett Thayer. Reifenberg, he's taking a pounding here today, but he's running strong still.
I'm so impressed with UV kids about how they're staying with this game, and they're very good sports. Number 5 had a good block there, knocked the Unitigo guy, Colin Gilbert, and he stays. The play's still going. He stops and helps the kid up during the play.
We did have a little info come in from a couple different sources. Walton football defeats Whitney Point 40-32 today. That game was down at Shenango Valley.
So. Good win for Walton, right?
Yeah.
Whitney Point's a bigger school.
That's a good win for Walton after they fell last week 21-0 to Oneonta. So a good bounce back win there by the Warriors. Might see them later this week when they're in Sydney. We'll let you know about our broadcast schedule. Reifenberg's going to throw here on first down. He's got his receiver. It's complete all the way down to about the 2-yard line. A great play from Reifenberg, and he found John Leonard on that far side.
That was probably the nicest pass out of anybody today. That was perfect pass right at the spot. Wonderful play by Reifenberg.
Yeah, that was a great throw there. Threw it up over the shoulder of the defender who was right there. And Leonard was able to just haul it in. So this is going to be a first and goal now for the Storm. They're not going to quit.
Quarterback draw here. That's what they scored on in the 2-point conversion. Why not do a quarterback draw?
So 11:20 to go here in this fourth quarter.
Right to the left side. What do you think, Nate? 21-8 right over here.
It looks like that's what they're setting up to do.
The quarterback draw.
Reifenberg will get the snap. He's got two wide receivers split out to the left.
Nope, here comes the howl.
And the rush comes through, and they're going to get him. Reifenberg,
though. He's got a push from his offensive lineman. It's touchdown.
Wow, a 2-point conversion.
Oh, that was great.
Reifenberg was dead to rights in the backfield, and he's able to push his way in thanks to the help of his teammates. Well done.
55 might as well score that touchdown. Bruce Townsend for UV just basically willed his way with Reifenberg in his hands and took him in with him. Carried him in. Good play by Townsend.
Wow, that was great. Although they're lining up like they want to do this again. Just want to see here.
Did we call something here? No? We're going to huddle up.
Yeah, UV's going to huddle up here, but they're acting like they're going to just redo this one again. I don't really know why. That was a great play there.
No, they're not. The chains aren't there, and the lineman's not there. The guy that's holding the number. I don't know what we call that guy in football. So this is a 2-point conversion.
So, yes, all right, this is the 2-point conversion. All right, they're going to hand this one off, and Leonard will be in, and he lost it right at the goal line. They gave it to him. Okay, yes, I got ahead of myself there. So now that makes our score 42 for Unitigo, and this will be 22 now for UV with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. In my head for a second, I was thinking Leonard had scored on that other play, and that was the 2-point conversion. I got ahead of myself, but we'll take a quick break. UV still in this ball game, hanging around. It's 42-22 with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Apply now for your Shandello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Why? Because from February 1st to April 30th, 2021, you'll get an extra low interest rate of either 5.9% APR or 7.9% APR. These rates will apply on all new purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers. With no balance transfer fees, you can pay off those high interest credit cards and save money or pay your taxes. Don't miss this opportunity and these exceptional low rates on your Shandello Federal Credit Union MasterCard. And if you don't have one, apply today at Shandello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin. Some restrictions may apply. Find out more at shandello.org.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. UV will be kicking it off. A little squib kick up the middle. Going to be a tough ball to handle. Unitigo does pull it down. And well fielded there by Michael Wheeler, and then he is brought down. So Unitigo will have the ball back. They lead 42-22 with 10:50 to go in the fourth quarter.
I bet you UV wanted to start that first quarter over with because they've been playing a lot better football here in the second half. I like how they don't quit. And I was just talking about it at the break with you. They seem to be a bunch of good kids, good sports. The coaches are still coaching hard. The kids are still playing hard. This would be an easy game, right? To just say, all right, we're done with this. But they seem to be excited to be playing football on a Saturday afternoon. They're not giving up. I like to see it.
My apologies again on that last play. I was thinking that UV had already scored, then they scored, and then they had the 2-point
conversion.
Got to get
off the field here. Oh, sorry, Nash, I shouldn't talk over you.
No, you're good. And now we're going to have a handoff here for Unitigo. Pitcher to the outside. He's got some room,
boy.
And he turns the Jets on to the 40. Pitcher with one man to beat, but he's pushed out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. Another good run for Jake Pitcher.
His move is the straight arm. The stiff arm, not straight arm, stiff arm. He just stiff-armed 51, and now 51's down on the ground. Pitcher doesn't try to juke anybody. He just runs you over.
Dakota Krim is down on the play for UV. We'll hope that he's okay. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. With 10:25 to go in the fourth quarter, it's Unitigo 42, UV 22. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otigo. 988-9264.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
10:25 to go in the fourth quarter. We're back here at Norwich High School. It's an eight-man game between Unitigo and UV, and Unitigo leads 42-22. Injured player was Dakota Krim here for UV.
My guess is an ankle.
Yeah, we'll hope
the way
that he's
walking
okay.
Out, it's an ankle.
Yeah, walking a little gingerly here over to the bench.
My guess is pitcher stiff-armed him. He might have went down awkwardly when he got stiff-armed. Not stiff-armed, what are we? Yeah, stiff-armed.
Yeah, good stiff-arm there on that far side. So.
Pretend like I know what I'm talking about.
So here's pitcher with another run to the outside. He gets twisted up there, and he was knocked down at about the 20-yard line. So, again, Unitigo with this ground and pound today, it has been pretty relentless.
That's the official one to get going here. That could have easily been an out-of-bounds and stopping the clock, but he's got the old motion. 20-point game, let's go home, boys. Am I not supposed to say that?
Ball is at the 21-yard line. Well, you never know. So,
when I was the basketball coach here for a couple years, I always got screamed at, you can't call it a makeup call. Well, it was a makeup call.
Yeah, that coach and official dynamic is always fun, right?
It's much easier being the athletic director because I put their stuff in for payment, so they're very nice to me.
Unitigo with the ball now, and they're going to hand off to Leo Temple. Bounces to the outside.
Touchdown.
Temple has got some daylight, and Temple is going to rumble in for his fourth touchdown of the day, and that might be the exclamation point here for Unitigo with 9:18 to go. They now lead 48-22. thanks to about a 10-yard run for Leo Temple.
Nate, I want to thank you for inviting me, because now I know I'm going to take Leo Temple next year in my fantasy football draft for Section 4 football.
Yeah, just get him.
Just get him the ball.
You'll be
actually,
good
to go. Actually, he's probably a senior. I can't get him right next
year.
Yeah,
he is a senior now.
Yeah. Well, that would be fun, a little. We probably couldn't do it for gambling, because that would be illegal.
Right.
But a little fantasy football Section 4 style.
I think Leo would have some high stock in a situation like that. So here is Logan Utter under center. We'll hand it right back off to pitcher, who's going to dive forward and in for the two-point conversion. And Unitego has really found their way on offense. They now lead 50-22 with 9:18 to go in the fourth quarter. And we'll be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Leo Temple scores his fourth touchdown of the day for Unitego, and the Spartans now lead Unadilla Valley 50-22. It is Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web streams courtesy of SFCU. Here is Tori Goo with a little squibber. And this ball will roll all the way down to the 25, and UV is going to fall on it there at about their own 20 with 9:12 to go here in the fourth quarter.
You know, we talk about things in Section 4 like the character counts award and stuff like that. The Postma kid, really, from UV has impressed me today. He seems to be a really good teammate. He goes around. He's always kind of pumping guys up. He just came over here and checked on one of his teammates that seems to be injured over on the sideline. He seems just to be a good character kid.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Unadilla Valley, but I'm noticing that a lot today.
Yeah.
I know there's probably some over in Unitego, and we got Unadilla Valley right in front of us, but he seems to impress me a little bit. I like his pink socks, too.
He is a great kid, a great young man, involved in a lot of things at school, so you're reading that one 100% right on, right there for Timmy Postma. Just a great guy that probably doesn't get enough credit. Here is Reifenberg to the outside. He wants to throw. We'll toss one up to the sky. He's got his receiver, but just overthrew Colin Gilbert by a little bit.
Now, going back to the Postma thing, right? I mean, he's an offensive lineman. You don't usually notice offensive linemen, but I've noticed him today.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been very noticeable out there. He's done a lot of good things. You know, he's kicked the ball.
I was going to say, like you said earlier, you don't often see a lineman doing the punting.
And he, you know, being close to the sideline, you just see his character comes out when he's talking to his teammates.
And so UV will have a second down and 10. They're going right to left. They're in their black uniforms with the purple trim and the white trim as well. Unitico's in the whites with the green. A beautiful afternoon here in Norwich. The sunshine has even come out for a little bit. This will be a second and 10, and this will be UV starting on their own 21-yard line. This is a second down and 10, as I said, with 8:45 to go. Unitego leading 50-22. Seen a lot of points over the last two nights here, Rich, between last night and today. Going to be a handoff to the outside for UV. Nowhere to really go as that Unitego defense is right there. James Wright leading the way on the tackle for Unitego.
Well, if we get one more touchdown, we'll break 80 again, right, for you?
Yeah. It was funny. Last night we started to say that game got to 52-30 early in the fourth quarter. We were trying to guess what they might end up with, and no points after that. So.
Yeah.
We had the broadcaster's curse.
I could see this staying at 50-22. Because when Unitego gets the ball back, they're not going to do much with it. They're going to probably just run it right up the middle. And I could see it actually staying at the score, because UV's got a lot of field to go right here.
Yeah, at that point, if Unitego does get the ball back, I would think they're going to try to work some clock the rest of the way here with 8 minutes to go.
Got to get home and get ready for the Syracuse game.
Yeah, you'll be watching tonight, I'm assuming.
I will definitely be watching unless... I will be watching.
A handoff here for UV on a third down, and it's going to be a first down. Now is cutting off across the 35 out to the 38 for UV will be Matt Botkin.
Number 11 hit him really hard. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, but number 11 hit him hard for Unitego. Jarred him.
Yeah, Jared Thayer coming out and doing a nice job there for Unitego.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong roster. I could have got Thayer.
And so this will be, you know, De La Valle on a 1st and 10, ball at the 38-yard line here for the Storm. As they go right to left on your radio dial here with 7:15 left, they trail 50-22 on the turf here in Norwich. A run to the outside now for Marcus Proskin. Nowhere to go. Is coming up to make the play was Michael Wheeler for Unitigo.
Wheeler had that figured out right from the beginning. Right from the beginning. Nowhere to go. Nate, are you a Syracuse fan?
I am, yes.
Okay.
We were talking about on the broadcast last night that are we preparing for another great run, which you never know when Syracuse is going to do that, or as a Syracuse fan, are you preparing for the letdown that tends to happen sometimes?
So I've been a Syracuse fan since birth, and I've watched them for 40 years or whatever, obviously, and I could do a whole radio broadcast on why I think Syracuse is playing extremely well right now.
Yeah, this has been fun, from being on the bubble to making a run to the Sweet 16. Speaking of a run, here is UV across midfield, across the 45, into Unitigo territory, and down to the 42 again for Matt Bodkin.
Nice little run there. Does Unitigo have some different guys in on defense, or is UV getting a little momentum here?
Well, we've seen a couple of different guys running the ball here over the last 2 or 3 minutes for UV, and that seems to have made the difference. Yeah, it does look like there are some new faces out there for Unitigo, maybe putting some different guys in different spots with 5:55 to go, Unitigo leading 50-22. So the Storm trying to cash in on maybe their last drive of the day here, Rich.
I like what U of E's doing here. They're just trying to get a little momentum, feel good about themselves so they can get ready for practice on Monday. It's always good to feel good about yourself going into practice.
Here is Reifenberg in the shotgun. Snap is high. He's able to pull it down, though, and wants to take off and run. Hits the pile.
Oh.
Heads forward, and I believe it was down by contact there at the 40-yard line as that ball popped free at the last second.
Yeah, he was reaching for extra yardage, so the ground caused the fumble, so that's an easy call. So going back to Syracuse, everybody's focusing on Buddy Boeheim right now. The key that no one's talking about is they're getting extremely good minutes out of Jesse Edwards and Robert Braswell. If you notice, in the beginning of the year, they really focused on Alan Griffin getting in there, but Alan Griffin's a huge liability on defense. He's too small in the 2-3 zone down low. So now when they've gone to this run, Alan Griffin, their best player in the beginning of the year, hasn't been playing much.
Boy,
you could
do a whole broadcast on this.
I could. When you're a season ticket holder for 18 years, you live it.
4:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitigo leading 50-22. Reifenberg will pull it down. He's going to try to run again. Cuts back. He's going to get the first down, and he's got more room here for UV to the 20. Cuts back to the 15 before they chase him down and drag him down at the 10. Another good run for Blaine Reifenberg.
I like watching the Reifenberg kid play. I really wish I saw the Butts kid play. I would like to see this dynamic duo that you speak of. Because Reifenberg's he's an impressive little football player here.
Yeah, he's done a nice job. I would say when Butts and Reifenberg came along, it was kind of the resurgence, along with Coach Regas, of starting to put this program back on the map.
I wouldn't say Reifenberg's overly big either. He's not a big kid.
And so with 4 minutes to go, Unitigo comfortably in the lead, 50-22. Just a reminder, we'll be doing our post-game awards during our post-game show coming up. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We pick two players from the winning team and one from today's losing team for those three awards. Again, offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and Echo Brands of Sydney. A pitch to the outside for UV, and they're going to run this one in. A touchdown for John Leonard in the back of the end zone off that pitch from Reifenberg for UV.
So here we go, Nate. If they go for two and get it, this will be your magic number of 80.
There you go. We'll see what they decide to do here, as, again, we've said it earlier, if UV could go back and redo that first quarter, they're right in this ball game today.
Yeah, if they get rid of a few of those fumbles in the first quarter, it's a whole new ball game. Whole new ball game. And I think Unitigo scored on those fumbles as well in the beginning. Is it right? In the first quarter, it was 20-0, I believe.
Yeah, end of the first quarter was 20-0 for
right.
Unitigo.
So now you got, now if you take 20 off the board, it's 30-28 right here, and then UV puts this in. It's a tie ball game if you don't have that big first quarter.
3:42 to go in this fourth quarter. Unitigo leading 50-28. UV trying to punch in the two-point conversion.
I thought you were going to be impressed with that math.
I am. I couldn't do it that fast. And waiting for the snap. It's high. Reifenberg pulls it down.
Back.
And he's going to dance his way in for the two-point conversion. He did have that receiver open. Decided to take it himself. And he's able to put it in for the two-point conversion. So our score with 3:42 to go, Unitigo 50 and UV 30 on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Coach Regas trying to keep his guys fired up down on the UV sideline. They now trail 50-30 with 3:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Let's see what kind of a kickoff we get here from Timmy Postma. Postma's going to boot this one long, and Torrey Gu will scoop it up here for Unitigo. Gu will cut back and is dropped at the 35-yard line there on the return.
77 went flying. What happened there? Did he slip? Or he went flying like 5 yards at the end of that play.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I saw the same thing, and I was thinking, how did that happen?
Yeah, how did that happen? It was like 15 yards away from the play, and then he just went flying.
So if you're Unitigo here, you're in control. You're ahead by 20, 50 to 30 with 3:36 to go. Do you just try to work this clock a little bit and get out of here as quickly as you can?
Well, I'm going to pull my inner Will Ferrell. I hope Unadilla Valley does something here. I need more cowbell down here in the Unadilla Valley.
I will say the fans that have come today have been loud and proud, and that cowbell has been going all afternoon.
The cowbell, just like the Fish Field days. Let's have a little bit more cowbell.
Yeah, I'm excited to go back to our first sporting event where we have a full crowd and just what that feeling will be like again.
Right. Well, we would open up in a heartbeat if we can. We have a lot of space here in Norwich. My superintendent and I have a wonderful plan put together. That's why we're allowed to host these teams down here today. We really want to have spectators. And we're working diligently with the Department of Health. And when we are allowed to, we are going to have a packed house. I promise you.
Timeout taken here by Unitigo. So, let's keep it on that thought there. I mean, any idea when you think that could be? Still a while to go.
So I've been really bad at predicting this whole thing. When we left last March 13th from school, I thought we would be back in 2 weeks. And then, as many of the people know, we were gone for a long, long time. Fall sports was essentially canceled in Section 4. And then I got COVID, so then I realized it was really real. That really put a big perspective on it. I actually contracted COVID when sports was starting back up. So I'm not saying I didn't take it for real, but it's when you get it, it's definitely an experience. So going back to your original question, I think we will go back to normal. I don't know if I see full capacity in the fall. I think we'll probably still wear masks in the fall, but I think we'll have a regular season. Like we'll have fall sports in the season. We'll have winter sports. I think we'll have more capacity.
So here is Unitigo out of that timeout with 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. They're going to hand it off to J.D. Stockert. Actually, no, this was Thayer. Thayer will run to the outside, and he is dropped. And that clock's going to continue to run down to 2:50 to go with the score Unitigo 50 and UV 30. If you're enjoying our broadcast today, I will be back on the air on Tuesday night, as it is a Tuesday night football special with BG hosting Oneonta. And we were trying to figure it out last night. I don't think maybe CDO's ever done a Tuesday night football game.
The Bobcats and Yellow Jackets.
Yeah.
Look out.
That game's going to be in Bainbridge.
Oneonta's been playing good football, right?
Yeah.
The last couple games.
Yep. So we'll see what happens. Had a big win over Walton last week.
Yeah.
Run here on second down for Unitigo.
Did Oneonta play this weekend?
No, they did not have a game this weekend. That's why they got the game with Bainbridge.
Oh, the bye.
Yeah.
Right, yep. That's the bye. So we play Bainbridge. Norwich plays Bainbridge the following week. So we're playing them on Saturday. So BG's playing Tuesday and then Saturday at BG.
They had to do it, though, because BG's opening game was postponed against Harpersville Afton. So they haven't played yet. And they just said, we got to do anything we can to get out on the field and get a game in. So clock is still moving down to 1:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitigo protecting this 50-30 lead. Again, we're on the turf in Norwich today. It's been a beautiful afternoon for some high school football. Jarrett Thayer to the outside here for Unitigo. Cuts it back to the 40, and he is brought down right at that first down marker at about the 44-yard line as Unitigo goes left to right.
How Michael Wheeler, he was trying to get ahead of the guy to set up a block, but he just couldn't get there. He was hustling his tail off.
So this will give Unitego a fourth down and about maybe half a yard to go right at midfield.
Practice punting here, right? Just practice a punt. What's the heck? Why not?
Well, I know we've been so curious today who Coach McCroney would trot out there to do some punting duties, but they haven't done it.
He might just kneel it, actually.
Yeah, we're up on 1 minute to go, exactly.
He's not going to, no.
And on fourth down, they're going to hand one off.
He didn't get it.
In at the QB here is Wheeler, and nothing doing, so UV is going to get the ball back here. They're in Unitego territory. Turnover on downs. Ball is at the 44-yard line with 52 seconds left.
Now, it would be really crazy if UV could win this one. Three touchdowns in 52 seconds.
Well, I keep going back to the state quarterfinals a couple of years ago. We were doing Sydney and Onondaga. We were up at Cicero North Syracuse, mm-hmm. and I was 100% sure that Sydney was done. They were down two touchdowns, and I can't remember exactly how much time was left. I want to say around 2 minutes, and they came back and won that game. So it made me a true believer.
Believer in Coach Matthews?
Coach Matthews, the hook and ladder, the whole nine yards. Wow. I mean, that was fun, and I'm a believer in it all right now.
Was Coach Matthews' son playing on that team?
Yes, Liam had come up. He was not the superstar that he was by the end, but he was a sophomore on that team and had come up towards the end of the season. But they were really good that year, and they were able to come back and get that done. UV's going to take it to the air. They're going to throw it deep, and this one is almost intercepted through the hands of Michael Wheeler and then through the hands of Colin Gilbert. So both guys had a chance at it and couldn't bring it in.
The old tip play right there, right?
Yeah. 27 seconds left here in this fourth quarter. It's Unitego 50 and UV 30.
Do they practice the tip play at this level? I mean, at practice. They probably don't. You hear about the professionals doing it.
Right. And just a reminder, folks, that we'll have our post-game show coming up in just a few minutes. And, you know, we'll have our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And just a reminder, too, we talked about that Cover 4 podcast by our good friend Coach Tim Smith. I'll be the guest next week on the Cover 4 podcast.
Wow,
I didn't mention that before, so
Nate,
if you want to listen in, you can do that.
People have been dying to hear your story, Nate. You're going to go on the Cover 4 podcast to get it.
Well, we're going to be talking about some of the teams in our area and what's going on for local high school football. This is picked off here by Logan Utter as Reifenberg was tossing that one up into the sky there, looking to make something happen for UV, and the interception by Unitego with 19 seconds left. Yeah, we're going to talk about the teams here in our local part of section for this part of the section, and excited to do that.
So this is not about you, then?
It will not be about me. I don't think so, at least, unless they throw me some curveballs.
Because I know a lot of people, when you're doing your 100th episode, a lot of people want the podcast to be about you.
And I somehow was able to dodge that. So maybe we'll save it for 200.
When you texted me, that was my suggestion.
Yeah.
But hey, it's your podcast. It's your rules, buddy.
A lot of people wanted to do it. I'm sure we'll do it at some point. I've been trying to throw in some more, you know, stories. I know some people want to know about different parts of, you know, what I did as an athlete or, you know, different where I went to college and things like that. So I've been trying to throw some more personal stories in there from time to time. Unitego's going to kneel this one out, and that's going to be our final score here. A great eight-man contest today as Unitego defeats UV 50-30 on the turf in Norwich. We'll be right back with the post-game show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back one last time inside the press box at Norwich High School. Our final score in this eight-man football contest tonight, Unitego 50 and UV 30. So again, Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you one last time. We're going to do our three awards coming up here in just a minute, but thought I'd run through some of the quick stats that we have here on the scoring summary. Really impressed today by Leo Temple. Just wanted to double-check this. One, two, three, four touchdowns here for Leo Temple today. Three on the ground, one through the air. I thought Logan Utter did a very nice job here, the quarterback for Unitego today. Torrey Goo with two touchdown catches. He had a phenomenal day. On the other side, you had John Leonard with two touchdowns for Unadilla Valley. Reifenberg runs one in, throws a couple others. So it was a really good day for both those guys on both those sides.
Did you say pitcher? I thought he complimented very well.
Yeah, pitcher did as well.
Pitcher complimented Temple very, very well in the backfield for Unitego.
Yeah, so pitcher doesn't end up with a touchdown or anything, but certainly a lot of yards. I'll have to get that, and we'll be posting that on Twitter and on WCDOsports.com. All right, so time to wrap it up today with our three awards. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I think we got to go Leo Temple today. What do you think, Rich? Four touchdowns easily, probably 200 yards on the ground unofficially. He was tremendous.
And if they gave him the ball more at the second half, I mean, they just kind of took the ball away from him and gave it to pitcher. I mean, just kind of spreading the ball out. I mean, Temple could have had 400 yards if he really wanted to, probably. So I agree with that. I think he's a great, tremendous football player, fun to watch. I was happy to come down and watch him play today, the pride of Franklin.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school football on WCDO. Sometimes our defense award turns into kind of an additional award for someone else who did some amazing things here. Rich, do you have any thoughts on the defensive side of things?
It's tough to have a defensive award when you give up 80 points.
Yeah.
Right? No one really stands out on the defensive end. So I would agree with you. Probably in the eight-man style, you probably have to find someone. I know there were some interceptions. I mean, if we had a guy that had two or three interceptions, it would be hard to argue that. But I'm not sure. You're the stat guy today. I'm just sitting here looking good.
Boy, on the defensive side, I mean, we mentioned a couple of names throughout today's broadcast. I'm struggling with this one. Why don't we...
There wasn't a lot of sacks.
Yeah,
either, really.
Why don't we pause on the defense? I'm going to come back. Let's do the all-purpose.
Okay.
So let's do the all-purpose award. This is the first. I usually don't do this. But ACCO Brands of Sydney hosts our all-purpose award. And ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I would like to go with Reifenberg today, the all-purpose award. Blaine Reifenberg from Unadilla Valley, I thought he was tremendous. Had to literally do a little bit of everything today for the Storm.
And he's down here helping picking up right now. I mean, you got to love it when one of your best players is down here picking up the equipment. Or maybe he's going to grab the water.
Yeah.
Not too many times your best player is carrying the water out.
No, that's...
But he played well. I know, joking aside, he played well. I mean, he was really their only offense at UV. He was their hope. He was their glimmer. Probably a few fewer fumbles, probably right in the game. But I liked watching him play. He's got a smile on his face down there. He was happy to play football today. So I'm with you, Nate. Give it to him.
And so we're going to go back now to the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. So my gut tells me, I really got it down to Torrey Goo, and I think you could also easily make a case for Jacob Pitcher. I would like to give today's award to Torrey Goo. I mean, he was good in coverage out there for Unitego. He scored those two touchdowns. And I just thought that was huge early in the ball game. Two great receptions. So I know it's not exactly the defensive award. He could probably be a 1A on the offense, but I just thought Torrey Yu had a good afternoon here for Unitigo.
I thought when the game was tight in the beginning, he made the big plays. He made that. He scored the first touchdown,
yeah.
Kind of tiptoeing down the line. He set the game going for the Spartans, so you can't disagree with that. I'm with you on that, too.
Yeah, so we'll give Torrey Yu our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. So, Rich, that's going to wrap up today's broadcast. Thanks for coming on.
I'll see you in another 20 years.
Yeah.
That's what I put on Twitter when you asked me. I said, I haven't done a broadcast in 20 years since I was in college, so in 20 years, I'll be 60.
No, we're going to have you back before then. See, this is the thing. Now that you've done it once, I'm going to be texting you all the time. So.
I didn't mind it. It was kind of fun. You get a good seat. You feel like you're doing something good for the kids. I think what you do, Nate, and you bring. I know. I think Norwich gets a lot of exposure just because we're the bigger school in Chenango County. But what you do for these young, you know, these smaller schools, these young kids out here, you know, the UVs, the Unitigos, the people that don't make the headlines every day. I think it's important, and I like being part of it. I mean, I am a Norwich guy through and through, but Norwich wasn't playing today. So I will, I'll do it any time with you if you really want me.
I mean,
you must be scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Well, thanks for having us. The setup here is great. I was very excited when I found out that you guys would be hosting some football games. So thank you for lending out the facility here to teams that maybe can't play on the grass yet. I think it's great.
We love helping our local schools out. And, you know, Unadilla Valley's in our BOCES system. We know a lot of the people there. I mean, obviously, Coach Regas teaches in Norwich. It's the least we could do. It's no problem at all. We enjoy it in Norwich. We like to be hospitable.
And so, again, our final score is Unitigo 50, UV 30. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We'll be back on Tuesday when Bainbridge-Guilford hosts Oneonta. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff with our 6:50 Butler Auto pregame show set for some Tuesday night football. That'll be fun. So, again, for Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. Have a good afternoon. We'll see you soon on WCDO Sports.
Great hits from yesterday and today. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. Everyone's favorite at-work radio station. FM 101, AM 1490, WCDO.